Hello, and welcome back to the third episode of Cat's Path. Happy late Christmas. This isn't going to be like a full legit episode. It's kind of a Christmas episode, a Christmas update, New Year's update, because I didn't do very much planning for this episode, I'm going to be completely honest. The days leading up to Christmas were very hectic, actually, so there was not a lot of planning. Definitely don't want to get into a whole topic, so anyways. But I posted on my Instagram, Cat's Path Pod, look it up, questions, ask me questions or whatever. And one of the questions, which was actually fun to get, was what equipment I used to record. So the answer to that is a mic I got off Amazon. I think the brand's like Zeal Sound or something. Yeah, Zeal Sound. And then it has a plug a plug for my headphones. So I plug my headphones in and then I plug all of that into my iPad, which is what I record on using the app Logic Pro. So that's how I record. So thank you for that question, because that was very cool to answer and receive. So a little Christmas haul, if you guys are interested in that. As you know, I got the Switch from my boyfriend. I have been playing Animal Crossing nonstop. Literally until 5 in the morning I was playing Animal Crossing. Just, it is so fun. So I've been playing that like constantly. My Switch has not left my side. So I've pretty much been playing that. That's been taking up a good part of the time. I got a lot of makeup and perfume, which was fun. I'm going to be smelling fresh going into 2024. And I also got a Tiffany necklace from Tiffany & Co., which is important to me only because I've been saving up for a Tiffany necklace for so long. Because as I enter my 20s, I want all my 20s, all my big milestones to be Tiffany. I feel like that is peak. I feel like that is maturity. So I've been saving up. So I finally got one, a Tiffany necklace. And that was really special. And a little fun gift I got from my boyfriend's mom. Last episode, I briefly mentioned that my dog passed away, or we had to put my dog down. And she got me a really, really cute necklace that says her name and her little dots and ear outline. So that's very sweet, and I wear that and the Tiffany right next to each other, and it is a very sweet and thoughtful gift. I was not expecting that at all, and it was very, very nice. So that was pretty much the Christmas haul. I spent the day with my mom, and then I went over to my boyfriend's house and had Christmas there. And that was pretty much it for Christmas. But leading up, I was running around like a crazy person trying to get last minute gifts and wrap everything, because I am not good at wrapping. I went through so much wrapping paper. Sorry, Mom. But it was a good Christmas, and I hope all of you guys had great Christmases as well. So since the next episode will be in 2024, that's crazy. Talk about some New Year's resolutions, even though they're not really New Year. Like, I don't make like resolutions, I guess, but there's some things I definitely want to work towards this new year. So I'm going to get a job, which I am very excited about, only because I'm excited to get out of the house and go be in the real world, because I do like that. As much as people are crazy and just interesting, I do like being out and experiencing other people. So I'm excited to get back out there, and I need the money. And I don't mean that in a conceited way, but I do need the money. So getting a new job, very excited for that. And I also want to try and really make some new friends, which I think a job will really, really help with that. When you have coworkers and stuff, you obviously build friendships. So I'm really looking forward to that in any job that I go to. Because I feel like I really need new friends. Like, I love my friends, of course. I love each and every one of them. But it's always good to meet new people and experience other people's ways of life and other people's connections. So I am very interested in meeting new people and seeing who's out there. I'm also going to work on my driver's license again. In October, I had an appointment and was going to take it, and then stuff happened and I didn't take it. So we're going to try it again. Hopefully that works this time around. Like second year's a charm? I don't know. And really just trying to put myself out there more, because with the right people, I can be very social and I can be just not afraid and really go put myself out there. But on my own, I'm too scared to ask for ketchup at a restaurant. And I really, really, really want to get better at that. I really want to, I think that's like fear of rejection or whatever, like not being able to just ask for things. But I really, really want to get better at that. I realize people are people. And if you go somewhere, like, people are there to help you most of the time. So I need to just be better at asking for what I want or just doing things and not being afraid. So I'm going to work on that very, very hard, because I feel like I am so, I don't even know the word, but I want to get better at that. So, so much better at that. So yeah. And then since we'll be getting into the new year, I'll get back into topics and stuff like that. Come January, we'll do a little birthday countdown. Let me check my calendar to see when I will actually turn 20 in that. How many weeks we have? We'll have 3 episodes before I turn 20. And fun little fact, this birthday will be my golden birthday, which if you don't know what that is, it is the year you're turning is the same year, they're the same number as the day your birthday is on. So I'll be turning 20 on January 20th, which is my golden year. Don't know what I'm going to do for my birthday. Help me out. I want to do something cool. I want to do something fun. I want to do something just totally off the hook and super, super awesome. So I don't know what to do yet, but I want to do something cool. I want to dress it up. I want to make it fancy. I want to make it spectacular. So need to figure out something with that. But yeah, we'll get back more into topics January. Still finding better ways to record. I'm sure this isn't much better than it was before, but I will be doing more research on that. I think I just need something like a little bit more stable, maybe better headphones that won't like get in my way. I don't know. I gotta figure out some more stuff, but I am working on that. I promise. Okay. I know like a whole week goes by in between each recording and really nothing's changing, but I will get better and I'm working on it. So, but this is kind of a short episode. Actually a very short episode, considering last episode was 30 minutes long, which is actually my goal when it comes to topics. I'm hoping that I have enough to talk about for 30 minutes. But for a little filler episode, I guess, because I'm gonna be completely honest, since I didn't have a topic, I really didn't want to make an episode this week. But if I already start slacking on the third episode, that's not showing very good commitment. And I am committed to you guys, okay? So, I made an episode. It might not be the best, but there's lots of things in play. So, I think that's pretty much it. I know, not a super crazy fun episode, nothing super, intriguing or exciting to listen to, but we're just starting out. We really are. Leaving the old year behind, getting into the new, we are going to grow exponentially, and I'm super, super excited for that. I mean, that's pretty much it. So thank you so much. Oh, wait, hold on. I gotta tell you one thing that happened today. So I went to go see a movie with my mom. We went to go see Anyone But You with Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney. You should totally go see it. It's hilarious. It's a rom-com. But don't see it if you have like little kids, because it is rated R for a very good reason. But besides the point. So we went out to eat after, and I was telling my mom, like, I've posted on Instagram and I post on my Snapchat, and I am promoting, but I feel like it, I mean, it's not going that well because most of the people I'm promoting this to are my friends. So some of them are like, absolutely, man, I'll listen to you and support you, which I love. I love you guys. And then half of them are like, this is totally stupid. I'm not listening. I'm just kidding. But I'm really only promoting to my friends, which I know is probably how you start out. But I really wanted to put myself out there more. So my mom was like, well, when we get the check, write on the receipt to follow your podcast. So I wrote on the receipt, follow my podcast, and, you know, tagged my Instagram. So I think, okay, I love that my phone just went off. So for, I think, a little while, if it doesn't get me in trouble or anything, every time I go to a restaurant, I'm just right on the receipt, follow my podcast, Cat's Path Pod, you know, just to kind of get my name out there. But that was the funny thing that had happened. I thought it was, my mom was like, just put your name. And I was like, okay. So I did. We're really trying to promote, you know, what's that called? Advertising. I'm really trying to advertise and all of that. So just a funny little story I've happened today. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. I know this was a really, really short episode, but I really, 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 really appreciate you guys listening and sticking around and waiting for this to get better and working with me. It all means so, so much. So I will see you in 2024. Happy late Christmas, Merry late Christmas. And yeah, thank you guys so much. I'll see you next week. Bye.